And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. If you just joined us, we're talking about the scandal, not even scandal, I guess that's not the right word, but the controversy. Even that's not the right word, but the insanity, yeah, that's not the right word. Anyway. Big brouhaha. I know that's not the right word, but I'm out of words, and I'm a wordsmith. Who'd have thunk it? Anyway, so Kent State displayed this piece of, quote, art by an art student, art in quotes. That's what quotes sounds like on the radio, air quotes. Trump assassination artwork. It depicts the severed head of Donald Trump on a spike and the words, "We only have to get lucky once." Kent State considers that art. So let me read you the rest of the story, Todd Starnes, the rest of the story here. At first, the university, Kent State University, actually defended the artist and said putting President Trump's head on a spike is protected under freedom of expression. But once the artwork was shared on social media, the university immediately had a change of heart, as supposedly the artist did as well. Kent State says the severed head of Trump was removed voluntarily. Now, the Kent State president admitted that the display depicted violence against elected officials, and he said such displays were problematic. Four-syllable word to go, oh man, we stepped in it. But, and this is important, Kent State did not apologize about this art depicting Donald Trump's head on a spike, saying they had to get lucky only once. Did not apologize and did not condemn the display. Kent State. Your kids going there? Here's the statement. Immediately upon learning of the display on Wednesday evening, the university installed a screen to limit access so that only those wishing to see the artwork would encounter it. In other words, they had no intention of taking it down. If anything, this would be great publicity for them. Let's face it. On Thursday, the art student voluntarily removed the display, and we appreciate the student's decision to do so. Mind you, the university didn't ask him to take it down, at least not officially. The official storyline is that the art student did not want his art to be seen. In what universe does that make any sense? But it's Kent State, and they'd never lie. These brief events sparked a heavy response on both ends of the spectrum, first from those who oppose any restrictions on the right of free speech, and then from many individuals who expressed their outrage after seeing violent imagery. Among these responses have been threats of violence. The statement from Kent State continues, depictions of political violence are especially problematic, there we go again, for Kent State. We know from our history what happens when polarized viewpoints intersect with violence. And yet you still displayed the Trump artwork. We are grateful for the decision of the student artist, given the sensitivities of the history of violence on our campus. And we are glad to have resolved this matter in a manner in keeping with the weight of our history and within our values. What values are those? You said okay to the art. You did not take down the art. What values are those, Kent State? What values? At least two attempts on President Trump's life that we know of. Kent State hoping for a third, at least based on this artwork, art in air quotes. No apologies, no attempts to take it down. Kent State. The left is continuing to do everything that it can to demonize political opponents, calling them Hitler. It just happened here in the Valley. I aired the report on Channel 9 about these Marxist misfits who show up every Saturday around the McDonald's there in Elm Grove to say all sorts of horrible, horrible things about the president, including one was saying that he essentially, the President Trump essentially was Adolf Hitler, and that the Trump administration essentially was the Third Reich. Channel 9 aired that. And then at the end of the report said, oh, there was a very respectful approach. Everybody's being very respectful. They're doing everything they can to demonize Trump, demonize Trump supporters, demonize people like Elon Musk. Oh, the latest. What state was this now? Was it Colorado? It might have been Colorado. There was one ugly, ugly, ugly incident regarding a Tesla dealership out west. I think it was Colorado, but I'm not sure. And this Marxist burned an awful lot of Teslas. Did, you know, serious, serious damage. The prosecutor there, who's a George Soros person, a woman, Minnesota. It was Minnesota, that's it. Minnesota, Colorado, I get them all confused. It's west of the Mississippi. Is Minnesota west of the Mississippi? Okay, it's west of Columbus. Yes, yes, that's it. I get all mixed up whenever the states are west of Columbus. Anyway, she will not prosecute this guy. They arrested him. They know who it is. He destroyed all these Teslas, fire, everything was horrible. She will not prosecute him. George Soros, one of George Soros's gals. And now Kent State, they continue to do everything that they can to demonize to as much as possible. These people are evil. We're not like them. They do not share our values. They will do anything and everything to acquire and then control power, including demonizing people to the point where they're encouraging people to commit acts of violence. And then when they do, like in Minnesota, they don't get prosecuted. The Antifa rioters, the Black Lives Matter rioters, how many of them spent any time in jail, let alone prison? Meanwhile, you saw what they did to MAGA supporters for January 6th. These people are pure evil. They are not like us. Stop pretending they're like us. Stop pretending that we can negotiate with them and we can reach compromise. We cannot. They are evil. They are Satan personified. Kent State University. Yeah, I'm talking about you too. Not you too as in Bono and Edge and all that, but you too as in you also. All right. So there's that. All right, one more, Stephen Miller. Oh, by the way, don't forget, after the 8 o'clock news, the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
ODOT's going to be our very special guest. Not ODOT, because that'd be like too many people, but the press secretary, Matt Bruning, who is a big friend of the show, great guy, recovering broadcaster. Don't hold that against him. He's going to be joining us, giving us the latest about the Blaine Hill Bridge, and also other news regarding the roadways here in Ohio now that it's driving season. I mean, it's going to be great driving all over the place. By the way, does anybody actually go the speed limit on the interstates? I mean, anybody, except maybe some cranky malcontents. They go, oh, it says 65. I'm actually going to drive 65. And I hate people like that. God, do I hate people. Anyway, so we'll talk with Matt Bruning about that. But here's the other Stephen Miller audio clip. And this is a very interesting issue here that I think has legs about anchor babies. What anchor babies are? People from other countries want to become American citizens. And one way of doing that is to have the pregnant woman come here and give birth in the United States. The moment that baby is born on American soil, it's an American citizen, and that means that any relative connected to that baby automatically gets to come to the United States. Birthright citizenship. You mark my words, there's going to be a day, sooner than later, where there's going to be a constitutional amendment that you're going to have to vote, you will be able to vote on, to say whether this is, in fact, how we should have citizenship in this country. Stephen Miller does a great job of explaining what the problem is and why it has to change. Again, another Stephen Miller audio clip. Why? Why? Because I love you, that's why.
Birthright citizenship is the biggest, costliest scam in financial history. An illegal alien can come here 9 months pregnant, or on a tourist visa, 9 months pregnant, have a baby. That baby is then declared an automatic citizen, which then entitles the entire family to come here and live here. And every one of them can get welfare. Yes, they can get unlimited welfare applying as the custodian of this citizen, so-called child. The biggest financial ripoff of Americans in history, not to mention the fact that it is the number one magnet for illegal immigration and invasion, and that is used by foreign governments
right.
to conduct espionage against the United States. Because now, see, we can keep out a foreign spy who has a visa, who's trying to get permission to board an airplane. But what happens when a foreign government uses this ridiculous birthright scam in order to create automatic citizens who then grow up as assets of a foreign government? So it's a major national security threat. The 14th Amendment, the provisions in question were ratified for the children of freed slaves. You can go read the right. minutes of the debate. They were talking about the children of freed slaves after the Civil War.
Yeah, no, you're 100%
right. That this was meant yes. to provide illegal alien children with automatic citizenship. Do you really think that in the 19th century, 75 of states all got together to pass an amendment to say that people that Congress has forbidden from entering here can have automatic children
no.
citizens? I mean, the idea is so far beyond even the outer limits of imagination. No human being who suggests it should be taken seriously.
Stephen Miller, is he great or what? Oh, he's just absolutely fantastic. So be on the lookout. My guess is that the Trump administration, what Donald Trump is going to do in this final term of his, unless he can somehow do a work around and work out something with J.D. Vance or however, I'm not sure. But my guess is that in his second term, he's going to figure out a way to have a couple of amendments for added to the Constitution. One amendment is going to be this issue, birthright citizenship. And they're going to write it in such a way that what we have going on now will no longer mean that the person is automatically an American citizen just because he was born here. Again, that was just meant for the freed enslaved people, the formerly enslaved people, for their kids. That's what that was about. So that's going to be one. The second one, and Trump has made lots of references to this. I think he is setting the table here for this. I believe that in this second administration, Trump is going to have some sort of an amendment on the ballot saying, do you want to repeal the amendment regarding the income tax? I forget what number that is, like the 16th Amendment or something. I don't know which one. But that amendment to be repealed to essentially end the income tax. My prediction is he's going to go after those two things to change the Constitution.